You're listening to Talking with Ron, with Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Man, we ready for an exciting new show. Glad everybody can join us as always. Man, I'm so excited right now. Y'all have no idea what we have done or what you guys have allowed us to do at all. Like, we have reached the mark we wanted to reach. I cannot tell you, the celebration is definitely on. We have reached 2.1 million viewers. Thanks to you guys. You guys did it. You guys did it. You guys did it. We thank you so much for it. We thank you so much. Y'all don't know, my heart is overwhelmed. I mean, it is overwhelmed. Look, we got a good show for y'all today. We got an impact show. We got great people coming in today. Listen, I thank everybody who has been along the ride this week, from Facebook, social media, YouTube, tweeting, telling us congratulations. They know we were meeted. They wanted to help us in all kind of ways. Listen, we thank everybody for that. Man, listen, that was a great accomplishment. Listen, we're going to party. I promise y'all that. I promise y'all that we're going to do that. Listen, it has been a somber but a great week for me. We buried a great friend on Wednesday. And it was a disheartening thing to lose a great friend. Like I told y'all a while back, listen, he wanted his ashes spread out, and that's what we did. We spread his ashes out, and he's gone, but he's not forgotten. This man has done so much in the music business, outside the music business. Great scholar that we lost. And listen, I want to say this too. This man took care of my kids. Unbelievable. Some stuff that I did not expect. I'm not going to tell y'all, but unexpectedly, he did a great job. And he's truly what we're going to miss, a great friend. Also, this week, we had a few, like I said, bumps and bruises, burying him on Wednesday. He was supposed to be buried on Friday. Well, his ashes, it was done on Wednesday. I got the call at the last minute. But listen, that was fine. That was okay. He deserved his flowers. True guy, true scholar. And he got what he wanted. He had the send off that he wanted, which reminds me of this day and age when you have someone and you have someone that's close to you, like show them you love them. Don't take them for granted. Don't waste your time being out there looking for stuff that you think is there, that's not there, people that's there, that's not there. Don't do that. I always say this on this show. It's about family. It's about being family and having family and doing the great stuff that family represents. That's what I always say about it. This is what this platform was built on. And evidently, 2.1 million people agree. Man, I cannot believe y'all did this. So not a party's on me, but I cannot believe you guys did this. I've been talking to you guys all week on, like I said, social media, YouTube. Y'all been asking questions. Y'all been saying things, and look, that's great. I've been hit with a bunch of questions. I've been hit with a bunch of things. My people have told me this stuff. I cannot thank, and I must do this because I did not do this alone. I cannot thank Jennifer enough. This woman has done an amazing job. I can't thank Keisha enough, who has come on this show and boosted the social media tremendously. She's actually on a flight right now because remember, we're doing Family Day. And she's going to the second city to see where we're going to do Family Day at. Right now, I think she told me we're looking at Seattle, San Diego, Austin, Texas, and there's one more. So she's on a flight right now doing that. I cannot thank her enough. I cannot thank my team enough. I cannot thank the girl who just joined us today, Marcy. Marcy, excuse me, not today, 2 days ago. Marcy is a great great woman. She has came in. She has ran this thing like straight out, like how I want to have no complaints. So I want to thank everybody who has been behind the scenes, because we can't never forget the people behind the scenes. I want to thank Jennifer, Marcy, Keisha, and I want to thank the people who now are booking us, overwhelmingly booking us. I don't know if we're going to do this. We have some great churches want us to come speak. We have some conventions that want us to come speak. Like y'all have taken out my tour. I said I was going to do a tour of the cities and come out and have everybody out. And we do a great party, but y'all have taken that out. We're overwhelmed with bookings. But more than anything, I want to humbly thank everybody who has made this possible. Made this possible for us. You guys did this. I'm nothing without you guys. And you guys have done that. Always, this show is about and people helping people, moving forward, family, community, and that's what we're about. Listen, I'm home. I don't get to be home often, but I'm home, and I want to say, listen, being home, you got to get back to the community. You got to do in the community. So tonight, I've been told we have this arranged. Join us at Churchill. The party will definitely be on for the 2 million viewers. In every city that we go in, we're going to find a spot, and we want y'all to come out. I said it was going to be on me. It's going to be on me. We got a special thing for tonight at the end of the show. I want y'all to stay tuned in for that. So somebody tonight is going to win $5,000. Can you believe that? Right at Christmas time, somebody going to win $5,000 cash. Man, listen, if I could be a part of this, I want that five, but I can't. Also, I want to thank my great attorneys, my Dallas attorney, my attorneys in Baton Rouge. I want to thank my attorneys. They have done a tremendous job in some things and cases and issues, not with me, but some things that were liable lawsuits and stuff like that. These guys have done a tremendous job. I want to give credit where credit is due. We're going to have them on eventually. But they have done their job. They have made it possible where we have settled these things and we're getting back to what we do best. And that's being out there with the people. Now, that being said, I have some special guests. I'm so excited. First of all, I don't know if I should tell y'all or should I not tell y'all, but I'm so excited to be home. That's first off. The next thing I'm so excited about, and she's around here somewhere. She'll be coming up soon. I don't know where she is. Courtney, come on now. I know you're watching live. I have both of my kids here, and I have one that's actually going to be joining in on the show, not joining in, but joining the show itself, as in working. So listen, I cannot say enough about having my kids here. That is a humble experience, a great experience for me to have them. We've been keeping things under wrap. I know I've been talking to you guys on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, and you guys have been saying like, okay, what happened with the situation with the co-host, what happened with some other things, and I've been talking to you guys late nights, explaining, saying things. Listen, life goes on. Life goes on. I did that video, and I'm sure all you're familiar with that, with the new house. I did that video live for a reason. And let me just say this. I had somebody tell me, only one person, but that's okay. I had one person tell me, said, the little show, quote unquote, this little show. Well, I think they probably going to recant that statement at some point in their life if they be honest with themselves. This little show has reached a tremendous amount of viewers all over the world, not the United States, all over the world. And not just that, we're a 2.1 in the United States. We don't even know yet the numbers outside of the United States. But back to what I was saying, I'm sure that only one person said it, because everybody else was sending their love. They were sending their gracious humbleness of us being on the show and being this far. Listen, I want to apologize to the winners of the Morris Day Ron Isley show. I did not get to meet them who won the tickets. I didn't even know. And they were there. I didn't know. I knew they were there, but I didn't know that they wanted to meet. I'm so sorry for that. My apologies. But listen, hopefully we will get them on a future show and let them tell about their experience, how they like the concert, how they enjoy it. Listen, we got Babyface coming up. I'm taking four people with me. We got Babyface coming up. I'm taking four people with me in his California show and his Louisiana show. All access. Y'all will be with me. We're going to have a good time. We're going to turn up. We're going to celebrate, because it's all about you guys. You work hard. You know that old saying, play hard. But no, we don't want you to play hard. We want you to enjoy the fruit of your labor. All on me. So we got Babyface coming up. And don't forget the great group, New Edition. New Edition. We got some tricks up our sleeves for New Edition, because you know that's close to home. So we got some stuff coming up in the future. But let me just say this. I want to being home, invite, and let me just clear this part too. So we had some technical difficulties. We're straightening that out. Hopefully we'll get everything straightened out during the show. So in case y'all hear or see something, that's what it is. No. So now, like I said, being home is been a wonderful feeling and joy for me, and giving back to the community and working in the community and having my people with boots on the ground in the community is a great thing. So with that being said, I want to bring in, he's a great coach, great scholar, worked with the kids, do a great job. I've known him now, for a little minute, And the man is awesome. He's turned a program around with track and field. I want to bring in Coach Jackson in this with me, and let's talk on Talking with Ron. So, Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Look, man, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for coming, Coach. I gotta say this so the people don't know, you have turned a program around that was, I'm not gonna say laughed at, but it was a program that people didn't take y'all serious. How did you do that? That's remarkable by itself.
I would agree, but I would say to kind of begin with, we have good coaching staff with us. I couldn't do it by myself. The coaching staff and the kids are buying into everything I'm selling to them. We train year round, work hard. Kids hate me some days, but whenever we have success, kids are happy.
That's a part of it. That's a part of it, you know. But it's a part of growing and the development. Listen, I want to let the people know this. Y'all had an awesome season last year. I got to witness some of that. And again, like I said, you went to the coaches' stuff and all that. You knew it. And I'm sorry, y'all. This is the coach from Liberty High Magnet, all right? I didn't do my proper introduction, so forgive me on that. But this is the coach from Liberty High Magnet. So he has turned this program around tremendously. And he's done it with, just like he said, hard work and dedication. The kids have bought into that program. But what has been more challenging for you? What do you think has been more challenging for you with these kids?
I would say the biggest challenge that we have is the school doesn't have a track. But this is year 14 for me coaching. My first 5 years coaching, I coached Class C, and we didn't have a track. So we're probably in the hardest district in the state, District 4 or 5A. That's with Catholic High and St. Joseph and Skylineville and Zachary. So not being able to have the same resources as those schools have and being at a disadvantage per se, but we make do with everything that we have and we get the job done.
That is awesome. Do y'all hear that? And what I need y'all to do is, listen, the man said the school don't have a track and they still producing winners. That is remarkable. So now I need my listeners, my donors. I know I've been pressured y'all with Christmas and the Christmas stuff that's going on in the Christmas drive, but I need y'all to kind of look into this, people in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Look into this. Every school should have a track, and they're producing what they're producing. So this school has a seriously close bound to my heart. One, I went to, not Liberty, but it was Lehigh. Same functional thing. So that's one. I'll tell you in a little while what's the second thing. But, Coach, what are y'all expected to do this year?
In year one, the year before I came, our girls team finished 35th state meet. This year, we finished 8th. On the girls' side, I think we can probably be a top 5 team, indoors and outdoors. Our boys' team, they're the team that I think is going to surprise a lot of people. I feel as though on the boys' side, that we can make a major on the boys' side. I feel like our boys' team can be a top 5 team as well. We return 85% of our district team from last year, so I think we're a team that's going to kind of slip a little this year.
Now, Coach, I'm going to tell you, I did a little admittance to this. So I've been on live with my viewers and my fans this week. And I did tell them, I said, hey, they're going to be running in Birmingham. I know I support other people's kids. I come out to other people's kids' situation. I fly with other people's kids. And it kind of bothers me when other people don't want to reciprocate and do the same thing for other kids, but I've been telling people all along, and overwhelmingly, I've had people say, because y'all run this weekend in Birmingham, correct?
Correct.
I've had people overwhelmingly say they're going to be in Birmingham to support these kids. And I cannot say. I have people who told me, Coach, they're coming from Atlanta. That's something to say. They're coming from Atlanta. They're going to support these kids. And I just want to say this. Y'all support them all the way around. Listen, kids are our future. And these kids are the kids who do the right thing. They're great kids. I've had the fortune to be around them, seen them, and they do the right thing all the time. That's what we want. And like I said 2 weeks ago, we don't want you if you're not positive and you're not about the community and doing this. What this show was started for. And this is what we want. So I appreciate what you do, Coach. Sometimes we forget the people who do the most We throw them to the side. And tears is a season where we should remember family members. Like I said, I had a great friend that passed away. Family members, friends, coaches, staff, all the people that we take for granted. Remember those people because they take their time out. It's not about a paycheck. They take their time out and they educate and they move forward. So I want to say to you, Coach X, great guy. Y'all support a little bit high. Great job last year. And I know you're going to do a tremendous job this year. When does y'all indoor season start? I know Saturday is a meet in Birmingham.
Saturday is a club meet. We have about 5 athletes traveling Saturday for a club meet. We begin indoor season on January the 10th at LSU.
Okay. Okay.
We have our indoor team opened up on January the 10th.
Okay. Okay.
And state championship will be February the 21st.
Okay.
That's Saturday.
Now, I'm going to call out. I know we got viewers all over the world. I know all y'all can't come, but we want the ones who can come to come. Y'all do me that, and I'll tell you why later. But y'all do me that. Support this team. This is why I support them. This was an underdog team, and now they are a respected team. That's the difference, and part of that is to this man right here, Coach Jackson. And we appreciate that. We appreciate your work and what you do. Now, we're going to get into some of these great kids. Coach Jackson, you got to introduce them, but we're going to get into some of these great kids. Look, I know them and I don't know them. So we're going to introduce some of them, let us tell them what they do, their fields, their events. So who we got up first?
Mackenzie King.
Mackenzie. Come on, Mackenzie. Come on. Hurry up, Mackenzie. We live. You on live radio. Come on. Come on. We got to see what you're doing, Mackenzie. Come talk to us. How you doing, Mackenzie?
I'm doing good.
You doing good? First of all, what grade are you in?
I'm in 12th grade.
12th grade? All right, so you getting ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, okay. And what's your field events? What do you do?
I do the shot put and discus.
Shot put and discus. So what amount of work does it take for you to come in and do shot put, discus? What type of work or exercise you have to do to maintain that?
Well, you definitely have to be in the right room more. A little bit more often, and also running helps too with stamina in between throws, because even though you're just standing there, you still need the stamina to throw like 3-6 times in a row back to back once you compete. And then with weight room training is lifting heavy and building the muscle in your arms and your legs. And with throwing, it's not just all about your arms, because most people, when they first start off, they think it's just arm strength, but it's like your whole body, using your whole body too.
And you've been doing this how long?
9 years.
9 years? Jesus, you're a professional. So if I come out there with you, you can show me some things to do or how to maneuver?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Okay. Y'all hear that? I'm going to hold up to that too, because I'm going to be filming. My crew is going to come out there and film. So are you looking forward to this season?
Yes, very much so.
This season? So have any of your other schools and competitors been talking a little smack there or saying things?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Not yet? Not yet? Okay, okay. Are you participating this Saturday?
Yeah.
You are?
Wait, no, not this Saturday, but I will be competing indoor season.
When it's starting the indoor season. Okay. Look, congratulations to you. Good luck to you. We want to see you do the best. Now, look, at the end of the year, I want to interview you again because I want you to say, hey, I won this whole thing, right? So we're going to interview you again. We're going to follow you. Everybody, this is Mackenzie. Mackenzie, tell them your social media site so these people can follow you.
My Instagram is MK_.
Speak up, Mackenzie. Come on, talk to the people. They're going to follow you.
My Instagram is MK_blue. That's all I have. I don't have any other.
Okay, so y'all follow her. And when you see her or she posts something and say where she's going or be, y'all come out, support them. Thank you so much, Mackenzie. Who we got up next? My next girl. Who we got up next? Look, folks, we got a bunch of men here, so we trying to skip through them real quick. But who we got up next? We got
Alacia Reshort.
Alacia. Okay, Alacia Reshort. Come on down, Alacia. You the next contestant on The Price is Right. You about to win, right? You're going to win. Mm-hmm. Tell the people your name, Alacia.
My name is Alacia Reshort.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 12th grade.
Well, you 12th grade too? Yeah. And what do you do, Alicia?
I do the 1, 2, and 4 and the 1, 2, and 4 relays.
One, two, and four. So let me ask you a question, ladies. I had a great opportunity to see y'all last year. I had a great opportunity to see y'all last year. So tell me this. Were you on that girls team that just mysteriously walked everybody down when y'all was in different places along the way?
Oh yeah,
that was she was on it. Oh, so folks, you saw she did that very modest. Oh yeah, I was on that team. Look, let me tell you something about the girls. I had a pleasure watching these girls. And y'all would not believe these girls were, and there's no disrespect intended to this. These girls sometimes will be in last place because of lane or track field or whatever. And I watched these girls walk people down like they were not even on the field. These girls are amazing. And I tell you what, all of them going to be somewhere in some university. I promise you that. What do you anticipate this year for y'all to do?
I anticipate for us to do extremely well in indoor, way better than last year. We did real good last year, but I expect better expectations and to us to still win state and also for us to do better than 4x4.
Yeah, 4x4? So, you see, to all my young people that be out there listening, she said, I expect, which means if you expect, y'all work hard to get to that, right? Yes, and that's what she said. She said she expected that, and that's what she says. They're going to operate off in the other team, along with Coach Jackson giving them some strict regimens and things to do. Listen, what else do you run?
I just do the 100, 200, and 400.
You do 100. So we expect you to bring some medals to Liberty this year, right?
Oh, of course.
Y'all heard that, right? She said, of course. Very modest. She said, of course. So look, all y'all out there with these other schools, competition going to be tight. McKenzie say they're going to bring it home this year, and I believe them. Thank you so much, McKenzie. I appreciate it. Who we got? I'm sorry, darling. Look, that's okay. Listen, I'm learning these names and stats right as we go. So, but no, come on back here. Come on back. I want you to say yourself. Look, I don't make mistakes, but I made this one my note card. Say your name again.
My name is Alacia.
Alacia, and I called her McKenzie. So listen, it's Alacia. All you need to do is, and I meant to ask, what do you run on the relay? You run the leg? Yeah, which leg do you run on relay?
For the 4x2, I do the second leg. For the 4x4, I'm last leg. And for the 100, I'm third leg.
So there y'all go. Watch her do her thing. Watch the girls do their thing on these relays, man. These girls are awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Who we got up next? Coach, who we got up next on this awesome team?
Up next we have Lauren Bailey.
Lauren Bailey, come on down, Lauren Bailey. You just won on the Price is Right. Lauren Bailey, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
You a senior too, Coach? You got all these seniors. How you gonna revamp from this? But this is the senior year, right? So all these girls gonna do their thing. What do you do? What's your competition?
I run distance in the 800.
Distance 800. So this year, what's your goals? What you want to do? What you want to achieve?
This year, I want to get better in the 800 because last year was my first year and I was pretty good, but I just want to drop my time a little more.
You want to drop a little more? And what does it take to drop your time besides hard work and dedication?
Definitely endurance.
Endurance? So do you have to have a certain diet, Terry, doing that, or no? You still eating Skittles and McDonald's?
Yeah.
And you're doing it. So last year, when you say you want to drop your time, what was so bad about what you did last year?
It wasn't necessarily bad because it was my first year and I ran a 240, but I want to drop it down to like in the 230s.
In the 230s?
Or the 220s.
Okay. Yeah. And you think you'll be able to do that this year?
For sure.
So are you competing on Saturday in Birmingham?
No. But I will be competing indoors.
Indoors, okay. Which when the indoor season starts when you'll be competing. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Look, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. We're gonna be watching you. Y'all watch her. She says she's gonna do it, and we know they're gonna do it. So y'all watch it. Thank you so much. Who we got up next? We got the boys in the house. We got the boys in the house. Look, this next one, Coach, I don't even think he needs an introduction because he introduces his own self everywhere. My buddy, my friend, we always around and he's always doing stuff. Listen, I had the fortune of being with these guys on the road. And listen, this is the comedian of the track team, man. I tell you what, he keeps it going. Come on in here, man. Come on. Tell the people. Introduce yourself. Tell the people who you are.
My name is Jalen Stewart.
Jalen, what do you do, Jalen? First of all, you tell us that what grade you're in.
In 12th grade.
See, another 12th grade. Man, Liberty got to revamp after this, but this is their season, and I truly believe that. So what are your events that you do, Jalen?
I do the 400, the 4x4, and a little bit of the 4x2.
And a little bit of 4x2. So what are your expectations for you this year? What do you expect to do this year?
For us to place top three in indoor state meet, and for us to go to state in outdoor season.
And is that what are you contributing to that?
Mostly like just encouraging my teammates and making sure we're all working hard, because I know we all want to achieve that goal.
And so is that changing the dietary, or is that working out after the workout? Because hey, I was athlete too, so tell me what does that entail for you to help push the team to those levels and further?
Mostly with me, probably my diet, because I don't really have a healthy diet. But
we know, Jalen, I seen you. So we know this. But hey, that don't mean nothing. Jalen do what he do. He does do what he do. So but I've seen Jalen, but and even after the meet, Jalen's been with me, and Jalen be like, no, let's go over here and get this food. So no, he's telling the truth on that, folks. But what does it entail for you? Well, to reach a goal of what you're saying, third. You said third, we're gonna put pressure on y'all first. So what does that entail?
Well, for me and my team, I just want like to help them encourage themselves and let them know that we a team that everybody should be scared of and respect, because we didn't place at all in the state meet last year. So I feel like if we make it to state this year, that's gonna put us on the map, and everybody gonna be like, yeah, Liberty is that team now.
Well, let me say this, Jalen. They already respect y'all because they didn't expect y'all to be where you are last year. So they already respect y'all. And I think this year with hard work, y'all will be up there. So I'm going to tell you, the local schools, like Coach mentioned earlier, Scotlandville, Catholic High, and so forth, so on. Y'all beware. Beware. I'm putting pressure on them to get pressure on y'all. So y'all beware. Look, Jalen, my man, is always good, bro. This is the comedian, y'all, of the group. So if you ever somewhere and you see Liberty, this the man. Keep him relaxed, because Jalen always got something going. It's my man, Jalen. Look, we got next up. Thank you, Jalen. I appreciate it. So we got next up another man. Coach, tell us who we got next up.
Ivory Brown.
Another one. Another one I had with me. So you gotta watch these. You gotta watch these kids. Ivory, how you doing, sir?
Doing pretty good.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior?
I'm not bad.
You're a senior?
Yes, sir.
And what's your event?
I do 60-200.
60-200-100. So what's your goals for this year?
Planning for the 60, probably a 6.9 for the 200. I'm thinking by the end of the year, 21.7. For the 100, it's kind of up and toss between 10.9 to 10.7.
So in all, we going to state.
That's what I'm planning.
No. We going to state.
In my mind, I'm already asking.
That's right. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Because on this show, we positive. And we going to state, right? And you're going to help us get there with what you're doing.
Of course. And obviously, what my coach has been doing, especially since this is probably going to be, I say, our second year of actual training since Coach Jackson and Coach Wagner came in. They've been like a huge hope. So it's been getting us like significantly faster. So it's a shout out to them, kind of.
And the workouts, are they harder this year or are they easier? What do you say?
They definitely been cracking down on the workouts, but I mean, that's what we need to do to get faster. So it's whatever it takes for us to do better.
And no complaint.
Not at all.
I like that. So he said, whatever it takes to get better. That is a champion attitude. That is a winning attitude. When you say it's whatever it takes to get better. So what are you doing that's going to help put y'all in first place this year?
I do a lot of practices outside of practice. So since I'm on a relay, I'm really trying to improve myself to, in turn, improve my team. Along with that, since I'm a team captain, I try to keep my team in check here and there, trying to keep them disciplined. So because that mentality part is what's like really major when you get on the line. So
what do you run on the relays?
I run anchor leg on all my relays.
Anchor leg? So that means you the man. You got to bring it home.
Yes, sir.
No matter what the situation is. Y'all heard that? I'm putting pressure on him. I'm putting pressure on him, Catholic, Scotlandville. Who else? What else school? Who else?
Glen Oaks.
Forgot about them. Putting pressure on y'all. Watch Liberty. They're coming for y'all. Since it's a decent show, I ain't going to say what I really want to say, but they're coming for y'all. Thank you so much, my man. I appreciate it. Listen, so I don't know the next one. He don't need no introduction, but I really don't like to do. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that, y'all, and I'm going to tell you why I can say that. So part of the reason is this next young man, I don't really need an introduction to him because I've known him all his life. It is my son, Mr. Caden Collins. Thank you so much, son, for being here. Tell us about you. This is why I said I'll save it to the last for Liberty High. Listen, I got my sidekick, my compadre, my buddy, all of this in. Mr. Caden Collins, tell me what grade you in, sir.
I'm a junior at Liberty Magnet High School.
You're a junior. He's a junior, so that means I got to kick out some more money for a whole nother year. Lord have mercy. I need y'all, people. So what events do you run?
This upcoming indoor season, I'm going to be doing the 60, the 4x2, and the 400.
And the 400. Wow. And what are you going to do to help get your team to their goal and their expectations this year?
I'm going to definitely make sure we all stay focused because, you know, that's always a big thing. We have a small team. You always have to stay focused. You know, it's very intimate, but we were definitely the underdogs, you know, going into our last year season because, you know, we had a new coach. We were still getting adjusted to things. You know, people weren't really talking about Liberty, but this year we're adjusted to everything. We're ready. So this year we're definitely somebody to look out for, you know?
Wow. That's some confidence, cockiness, like his old man. He said, we're definitely a team to look out for. So who are you putting on notice? Who are you putting on notice, son?
For one, I need to shout out my coaches, Coach Jackson, Coach McGee, Coach Wagner, and also my parents because, you know, they all pitch in to support and make sure we're all on the right track. So
Yeah. But, son, you missed the question. I said, who y'all putting on notice? Cadillac, Glen Oaks, Scotlandville, or all of the Villes? What are y'all putting on? Who y'all putting on notice?
You know, we already coming for Scotlandville. You know, they not going to be on number one for long. You know, we got to come for Cadillac. No, we got to come for Glen Oaks, okay? No, we got to come for I can't think anymore. They must not be relevant, you know?
So the hard work. So we know that hard work pays off. What are you doing? What's your dietary? You on the junk food side? What do you do?
I actually cut my junk food off my second year track and field to make sure I was, you know, getting everything I needed out of my body. You know, you have to feed the body well to, you know, perform well. So that's what I focused on, you know, cutting my diet, making sure to get hydration. And also I focused on a lot of recovery because, you know, you can run as hard as you want as practice, but if you don't recover right, your body's just not going to get better. So I had to focus on all that.
So let me tell y'all something about this kid, y'all. And so me and this kid used to work out 5 a.m. before school. And I gave up. And this kid still kept going. We used to do it 5 a.m. before school even started. But let me tell you something about it. It's with all these great kids, it's the work ethic. It doesn't matter, and I'm jokingly with them, but it doesn't matter how you come in, long as you have that work ethic and that dedication. And that's what I'm proud about all these kids. We couldn't get them all in here today, but that's why I'm proud about all these kids. What's your personal goal this year, son?
My personal goal?
No, the people over here, son. They're right here.
My personal goal is definitely to make it to state. We made it indoor last year, but, you know, it was more of a learning experience than it was, you know, a performance thing. So this year, we're definitely going to take that crown. And outdoor season, we didn't make it to state on the boys' side anyways, but we made it to regionals, we made it to districts, all that. So we're definitely going to come for state this year. So that's our goal.
That's the goal. That's the goal, y'all. That's the goal is to come in. And I think these guys will do it, and girls. I think they will do it. Listen, Liberty Magnet has a great program. And let me just say something else about Liberty Magnet. I want y'all to understand something. It's not an athletic thing. So when these guys come in, I understand the football team came in. What did they come in, Coach, this year? The football team. Anybody? What did they do? They made it to the playoffs the first time this year, third. They made it to the playoffs. But let me say this about Liberty Magnet. It's academic first. It's a great school. And so when you see these kids, they have to maintain a certain grade point average. I know some people might say, especially in the Baton Rouge area, well, don't they all? No, these kids have to maintain a certain grade point average. These kids are doing dual college and high school. So it takes a different type of beast to do what they do and still come out there and compete. So I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the coaching staff, everybody at Liberty that does a great job. It's a great school. And their mainly is academic. So let me just say this, they run academics first, everything is secondary. And from the staff there and the coaches, the teachers, all of them, they do a great job. They care about, not to say don't, because I know y'all will start hitting me with these texts and emails. That's why I don't do it anymore. Keisha does it for me, but they do a great job. They do a great job from the staff on down at Liberty Magnet. Like I said, my old alma mater, it was Lehigh at the time, but they switched it for great reasons, and it's Liberty now. But listen, we thank them and a great job with us being here, coming here. And let me just say this too. When you see these kids, look, they just came from practice. They just came from working hard to do this. And that's why I felt they should have they just do. I'm not all the time home, and it's great to be home. And my, like I said, my celebration is great. 2 million, 2.1 plus. I got my kid here. My other kid is running around here somewhere. Courtney, I don't know where yet, but that's a joy for me. It's a pleasure. Listen, we're in Plano, Texas for the Nate Jackson Show tomorrow. And then we're back to go to, are you going to Birmingham? He's going to be in Birmingham. I just asked him that. Y'all know he's going to be in Birmingham because I told y'all that. And when I said there were certain people wasn't supporting him or told him they would be in Birmingham, we're not clear if they're going to be there or coming or whatever the case may be. All of you guys signed up to say we're going to support Liberty. I have been overwhelmed with the people who have said Atlanta, Mobile, Montgomery. These people say they're coming. They said they're coming. They're going to support this team. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the people who say, because like I said, for me, I know I jump on a plane and I support other people's kids all the time. And to come support mine and these other kids is a great thing to do. And I appreciate everybody. I know my kid don't ask for much. I'm not just saying it because he's mine. He don't ask for much. And I know he's asked certain people to come out and support him at this meet Saturday. And we have not heard anything from them. But it's okay, because he's got an overwhelming support team that say they're going to be there. And I appreciate you. I appreciate my audience, period, no matter what. Anything y'all want to bring out, Coach? Anything else y'all want to say? Anything else y'all want to say on this or talk about?
Yeah, to kind of close, I do want to thank the Liberty community that's been supporting us for the year and a half that I've been here. I do want to give a special thanks to our admin team, led by our principal, Chaz Watson, as well as our AD, Ms. Ashley Murphy. You know, one thing that I wanted to mention earlier, these are all great athletes, but they're all great kids. I have a daughter at home. I have a son at home. These same kids are the same kind of kids that I want my daughter or my son to bring home. That's what people don't see.
Amazing. Awesome. Go ahead, Coach. Go ahead.
And just for us, it's bigger than track and field for us. So our program goes beyond just what we can do on the track and what we can do on the field. These kids know that I have a relationship with them beyond track and field. My assistant coach is a young man that I coached in high school. So for us, it's always bigger than track and field. We're out in the community, helping out with the community, doing different projects with it. And these kids know that unlike some programs or some other schools, I'm not just coach, okay? I'm uncle, I'm dad, I'm dad as well too. So it's not just Coach X.
You're all the way around. And that's what we need more of in the community, being in the community. And we appreciate you, Coach. We appreciate what you do. We appreciate all the staff at Liberty Magnet. They do a great job. I've been there, talked to a lot of them. They are great people. And it's people like this that build the community and want to see the kids who are the future to keep going. Remember, always say this, you guys, we're talking with Ron. We don't bring nobody on here that's not positive and don't want the best, period. So this is what we do. And again, Keisha is on a plane right now for our family day. And hopefully we will even maybe get Liberty out there, too. We're having a family day and function. We haven't chosen a city. She's going to certain cities. And y'all chime in, too. If there's some cities that y'all think y'all want to come to or be a part of, or what we should look at. We've narrowed it down to some cities. Unfortunately, she's on a plane that she can't tell us what those cities are. But I know that some of the ones that I named is where we're getting closer and closer to this. Listen, Coach, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys. We're going to be following y'all throughout the year. All my viewers, listeners, follow these kids. Coach, what's the website?
And they can so our Facebook page is the Liberty Magnet Track page.
Okay.
On Facebook, so if you just type the Liberty Magnet Track, our track page will pop up, and we have different things that we're doing with the community as well as track and field events on there as well.
Okay. And y'all heard him. Say it one more time for him, Coach.
Liberty Magnet Track.
Liberty Magnet Track. Y'all follow them. Support these kids. I appreciate once again everybody who says they're coming out on Saturday to Birmingham. Appreciate everybody who's coming out to support this team. And like I said earlier, there are some people who my son personally talked to that said they were coming, and we're not sure about that. But I'll say this again, I support people, kids all the time. I'm on planes supporting people, kids at their events, tired, wore out, but I'm there. And hopefully that can be reciprocated to my kid and these other kids. Thank you so much, Coach. We appreciate it. Listen, y'all hang around a little while. Listen, so we have spoken, and I'm like I said, I'm so happy to be home. These are great kids. Great things going on in the community. Great things going on. So listen, Keisha, she's on a plane. Like I said, Keisha's on a plane. Keisha brought up to me something was very interesting. She said, you know what? Listen, your show, and Keisha runs the part of the social media part of it. And Keisha brought up to me something that there is a lot of people out there that's single. So listen, I'm going to say this to y'all. She said, hey, let's start doing some single stuff. Let's do some single events. And I appreciate her saying that. And she's looking into it. If you're single, let me give y'all, I always tell y'all this, if you're single, you want to do some single events, get in touch with Keisha, and let's see what she puts together. So also the show number is 1-800-396-6020. If y'all, and I know y'all kind of expressed that out, she brought it to my attention. I said about it, about doing some single events. Listen, you don't have to be on Bumble. You don't have to be on Bumble. Some of these other sites, our stuff will be safe, and we're going to find you a match. If you're on Bumble, listen, whatever state you in, Texas, Florida, Louisiana, you ain't got to be on them sites. We gonna come to your city with some safe stuff, grown folk stuff, intelligent people, because we're going to check them all out. Everybody that comes to the single thing that she's talking about, we're going to check them all out. Listen, I know myself, I spoke to about 120-some, and I didn't know I had this many ladies bagging the show, but I appreciate each and every one of you. I spoke to about 120-some ladies on social media, saying it's hard to find hardworking women, hard to find great men. So we want to put that together. And I spoke to some fellas that said it is hard to find great women. So we're going to put that together. Keisha's going to be in charge of that. Also, coming up this Monday, we have couples, a special edition. We got couples. Some of these couples that we're bringing on been married 20 25, 30 some years. That is remarkable. I won't know the secret to this thing here, of being married so long and being a part of this. I won't know those secrets. So we're going to have them on. We're going to pick their brain. Listen, we got a great co-host going to be on with us. She's well accoladed, and she will be here on Monday special edition. I look forward to her. And remember, listen, we got those baby face tickets. I'm gonna take four people with me. Like I said, we got the new edition. Oh man, we're gonna be off the chain. And all this stuff is backstage, VIP all access. You're gonna be not only talking with Ron, rolling with Ron, and we want to bring on the people who did the Mars Day Ron Isley show. We're going to get them on because I just missed him. I'm sorry. But my apologies to them. We want to bring them on. So listen. So the next thing is we said earlier, we're going to give away $5,000. So we're going to give $5,000 away. It's coming. We're going to give $5,000 away today. So all we need is you to call 1-800-396-6020. And Marcy, when the first person talks to Marcy, y'all got $5,000. That's a Christmas from Talking with Ron. You got 5,000 cash. And listen, once again, great ups to the Liberty Magnet team, Liberty Magnet guys. Y'all come on around here. Come on around here. Oh, y'all, come on. Hurry up. Hurry up. So I want to say great thanks to them. It's great being home. And I said this was a special show. This was a special show having them in. And listen, it's great to do in the community. Y'all watch out for these kids. They're going to be awesome this year. I'm putting that on the line. I might even put some money on that. But they're going to be awesome. And I want to thank the Liberty Magnet team, Coach Jackson, all of them. Like I said, this show was very special to me because I have my kids here. And I appreciate that. I appreciate having my kids here. I appreciate my kids being here because I don't all the time get to be because I'm traveling. But listen, I want to thank all of y'all. Remember tonight, Church Hill, the party's on me. I promise y'all if we made two and we went over two, we went 2.1. So the party's on me and all other cities that we're coming to. Like I said, we'll be in Plano, Texas tomorrow with the Nate Jackson thing. I'm going to bring two guests with me. Y'all gotta stay tuned because we're going to video it. Who the two guests is, we don't know, but I'm going to bring them. I know, but y'all don't know. So we're going to bring them. And then we're off to Birmingham, Alabama to support these guys on Saturday. And once again, like I said, all my social media people have been talking. I appreciate all of y'all. I appreciate every last one of y'all. I appreciate y'all who come out and say, I'm going to support your son. No point intended, guys. I'm going to be there. I don't care who said whether you're going to be there or not going to be there. We will be there. And I appreciate everybody who have said that. Also, to the people who have invited us for Christmas, it has been overwhelming. People say, hey, come share with our family. Come be here for Christmas. We would like to have you in. I thank everyone humbly for inviting us over for Christmas. Listen, we got a new house, so we're going to have to do something there. But I appreciate everybody inviting us for Christmas, saying, come over, be a part of our family. We want to welcome you as our family. Humbly, from my family to your family, I appreciate that. I really do. I thank you. Like I said, this has been off, not on Talking with Ron, but the other social media sites that people have overwhelmingly said, come over, be here for Christmas. We welcome you. Tell us what you want to eat. We've had about 20-some offers, people saying we can cook. I appreciate everybody with that. But listen, no point intended. I'm not going to insult anybody. I don't know if everybody can cook, so we'd have to taste your food first. But I appreciate everybody who said they would actually cook for us this Christmas. I just appreciate everybody who's been around and wants to help, want to be a part of the show. But most of all, I appreciate everybody helping us get to where we needed to be, that goal. And I promise you guys, I promise you, we won't drop the ball on this because it's about family. And as you can see, coming home for me, that's what I did. I put family in this. So that's what we're going to do. We're gonna do family. We're going to keep family. Anything from Liberty, anything from you guys, anything. As y'all can see, it's a whole crew of them. Anything y'all want to say, like, come on, quick.
Y'all got to stay tuned. We definitely go pop off this season. Y'all need to come and watch us. You know, come support. You know, show your love to us.
And tell everybody else, watch out for it, too.
There you go. From the Liberty team, I appreciate them coming in and sharing with us. Listen, first person calls Marcy on the talk show line, 1-800-396-6020. 5,000 out of my pocket to you. Merry Christmas, you all. Remember, Monday we have a special edition, a couple of editions. We got some great couples going to be on here, and I got a special guest host going to be on here with me. She's amazing. So stay tuned. And talking with Ron, we got some great things coming. Everybody, happy holidays to you. We'll see you Monday. Thank you.
You're listening to Talking with Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.